Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another evening in Bible study teaching with Warrior Women for God. I am your host and teacher on this evening, Minister Erica. I always count it a joy, a privilege, and an honor to come before you, to share with you in God's Word, and to just love on you with prayer, love on you with whatever it is that God has laid upon my heart to share. We are going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we are going to go into the word on tonight. Dear God, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. God, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Father, we will continue to bless your name. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter, dear God, what it feels like. It doesn't matter. Lord, we will just worship you in the midst of the storm, because God, you said that if we keep our faith and our trust and our hope in you, God, that everything is going to be okay. So Father, on this evening, someone needs healing in their body, Father God. Someone needs healing in their spirit, Father God. Someone needs healing, God, in their finances, in their relationships, with their children, with their spouses. So, God, on tonight, we lift them up. Oh, God, I stand in the gap for those families in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stand in the gap for those people who are hurting on tonight. Lord, I ask that you would just send a fresh wind, a fresh anointing, just a freshness of you, Father God, so that they know that they don't wrestle against flesh and blood, Lord, but it's a wrestle against the principalities that are upon the earth. But, Lord, you know, we will continue to trust you. We will continue to love you. We will continue to lift you up in praise and in worship. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen. And on tonight, we are going to talk about trusting God when we cannot trace him. And in order to trust God when you cannot trace him, that means that you have to have faith. And faith is something that, you know, sometimes it can be misunderstood. Sometimes people make it seem like a faith walk with God is so easy. And, you know, they say, oh, all you have to do is have faith. Oh, if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, it's going to be okay. And, you know, that faith is a hard pill to swallow sometimes, because when you are in the midst of a storm and the only thing you can see is trouble ahead, and you see the winds blowing and the water rippling and the boat shaking, your faith sometimes shrinks. It may go away. It may, you know, go to a point where you begin to question God. You even begin to wonder, well, what is really going on in my life? God, I have done everything that you told me to do. I walk upright before you, but yet, God, I'm still in the middle of another storm. And he is standing there. He is carrying us through every storm. And you know, it's so important for us to understand that God is always there. And because he gives us the faith to go through obstacles, to go through situations, we have to face it and we have to fight it. And when we come out from the fight, trust and believe that we're going to come out with victory. Because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It overcomes your problems. It overcomes your circumstances and your situations. But without faith, it is impossible, impossible to please God. And, you know, we're going to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I didn't know until I studied this that they consider the book of Hebrews the hall of faith. Now, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you hoping for things on this evening? When is the last time that you just had a little talk with Jesus to lay out what you want? Do you even know what you want? Do you know what it looks like? Have you written it down? Are you clear about what it is that you want from God? Because I'm telling you, as a teacher of His Word, I often tell people, whenever we teach, we are also tested. So, you know, walking in this faith walk, it's not easy. And there are times when the enemy will challenge what it is that God has, you know, promised you. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that He don't lie. You know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do just what He said. But there are some times when we get a little, when we waver a little bit in our faith. But on tonight, we're going to look at some Bible verses that really break down having much faith. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, it reads, so we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. You know why we can't walk by sight? Because when we use our physical eyes, we can easily take our eyes off of God. But when we begin to look at things through a spiritual lens, when you begin to look at things as if you are a child of God, that you are made in His image, you see things a lot different. You begin to, you know, look at things in a different light, and you say, well, you know what, Lord, I understand that a little differently now. God, I see that as, you know, it may not be what I thought it was. This is You, God. And Lord, I see now that You are doing a great work inside of me. Because, you know, there are things that we ask God for. You know, there are things that we want. There are things that we are seeking. There are promises that He has spoken over our life. And what if a promise that He made to you took 22 years to fulfill? What if? Would you still praise Him? Would you still pray to Him? Would you still worship Him? Or would you doubt Him? Would you allow the enemy to have rule over your life? What if God promised you something and it took a very long time? See, sometimes situations can happen very quickly, but it can happen like as quick as you put something in the microwave and you boop, 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 and it's over. Beep, 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 come get your plate. So situations can happen quickly, but sometimes God takes a crockpot approach to healing. Sometimes God takes a crockpot approach to respond, but will you still have faith? Because Romans 8:31 said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And you know what? If they are against us, so what? We have God on our side. Matthew 17:20 says, if ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Let me just encourage you for a minute, because you know I'm encouraging myself on tonight. So 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Did you hear that? So we can't even imagine, you can't fathom those things that God has for you. But you gotta keep your faith intact. You gotta keep your faith in focus. You've got to trust God when you cannot trace him. 1 Corinthians 6:13, see, God gives us some very specific blueprints to what he wants us to do while we are walking on this journey. So we can't take part of the blueprint and expect to get to the end result. You can't bake the cake and make the mix up and leave out the eggs and think that the cake is going to be a great cake, because it's not. You can't make the mix up for the cake and never put it in the oven and let it air bake. It's no such thing. So in 1 Corinthians 6:13, it says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Did you hear that? Do you have on your armor today? What is your armor? What has been your armor on this evening, this week? 10 minutes ago, was your armor doubt? Was your armor responding in anger and not in love? Was your armor fear? Was your armor to sit down and question God? Or do you have on the full armor of God? Because I am telling you, it is not easy, but you must do what God has told us to do. Are you doing what he said to do? Are you walking? Are you living? Are you living his word? He said to put on the full armor. Do you have on your armor today? Do you know what the armor is? Because the greatest thing is the shield of faith. So, you know, when you just imagine that soldier standing there in all of his armor, and he has on his helmet of salvation. So that means Ephesians 6:17, put on the helmet of salvation by believing that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again. Ephesians 6:14, you're going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is being honest. It's being good, humble, and fair to others. It means standing up for those who are weaker than you. And then you put on the belt of truth in Ephesians 6:14, because truth keeps us from giving in to what the world's beliefs are. Truth keeps us moving forward in action and trusting in the word of God. See, then you're going to have the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6:17. Do you know what your sword is on this evening? Your sword is the word of God. And I don't have it exactly, but I know that in the word of God it says that if you keep his word upon your heart, you will not sin against him. See, a sword is sharp. So it, can you just imagine? That's your tool to fight with. So when the enemy comes against you to attack you, you pull out your sword. And your sword is the word of God. And see, you have to say things to the enemy like, listen, God said in his word that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. God said that he will protect me. He told me not to fear. He said that the serpent will be under my feet. See, in times of trouble, when you get a little weary, thank you, Jesus, you have to make sure that your sword is sharp. Now, is it okay, you know, to put down your sword? Of course not. You can't put it down, because when the enemy comes up to attack you, then you have to know your word. You have to challenge him with the word. You have to cut him down real quick. Cut him down. Stab him up with the word of God. Hold on to your sword. That's what you use to fight with. That's what you use to stand against the enemy. Believe me, you hold strong to that sword and you stand on the word of God. Because I am telling you that in Philippians 4:13, see, listen, when you get a little weary in well-doing, when you get a little weak and the enemy tries to make you think, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't be healed. Oh, no, girl, you'll never pay that bill off. Oh, what? You'll never get a husband. You will never own a home. Oh, you'll never pay off those student loans. See, in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things, everything, through him who gives me strength. Did you hear that? It didn't say I can do some things. It says I can do all things. But here's my question to you. Do you know what your all things are? Do you know what it is that you're trying to do? Have you even sat down to write it out? Is it plain? Is it clear? Because you have to, I'm telling you, in times of despair, you have got to use your sword. See, your sword is what you use when your trust is going down. When you feel like, Lord, I can't trace you, but God, I'm going to whip out this word. And I'm going to fight against the enemy. And I'm going to build my trust in you. You've got to do it on tonight. It's important. And you know what else? To me, you have the gospel of peace that are in your feet. Your feet is prepared with the gospel of peace. So that means where you walk, you must be a peacemaker. You have to contend to be peaceful in troubled times. You have to know that God is peace. God is love. So what is it that you're supposed to do? You're supposed to walk in peace. And as Minister Andrea said, you have to walk in that Jesus peace. But the most important, and peace is good. That sword is the bomb. But, you know, if you're fighting against the enemy, sometimes he can knock your sword out your hand. In battle, sometimes soldiers lose their weapon. But if you have that shield of faith in Ephesians 6:16, guess what? You know that God will keep his promises. You know that God protects you in the midst of the storm. Now, will you get weak sometimes? Absolutely. Nobody can say that, you know, on this fight and on this journey, oh, I'm going to be strong in the Lord 24/7 because I know who God is and I know what he said and I know what he promised. Mm-hmm. I do too. And I know that he promised you some troubling times. But he said, don't get weary when those times come upon you. So this walk is not easy. And sometimes things hit our life and I don't know if we want to say doubt God, but sometimes we do ask a few questions. Well, I know I do. Sometimes I just, you know, sit down and I talk to God. But you know what I tell him, even if I question something? I say to him, God, give me the strategy for your divine plan. Give me the what to do. Give me the how to do it. Give me whatever it is that I need to make this come to manifestation in my life. Because, Lord, I'm going to hold on to this shield. I just want you for a second to close your eyes and put your hand out in front of you and picture you holding a shield out in front of you and just imagine all the things that could possibly come to your life, all the things that could come at you, but you're holding your shield. They come from the left. You turn to the left, and your shield just knocked it down. They come from the right, and you turn to the right, and your shield just knocked it down. You can even put your hand up over top of your head, and the shield will cover your head. Think about that. Think about how deep that is. Think about how powerful your shield is. And your shield is your faith. It is your faith. It's not easy, but God said he will be there no matter what. And in Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Are you waiting on the Lord? Because when you wait on him, you understand that you're waiting in faith. You're walking in faith. You understand who God is. And because you wait on him, your strength is renewed. So you have to know that it doesn't matter what it looks like. You face it and you fight it and you hold on. I don't care if it's at work, if it's in your marriage, if it's in your finances, whatever it is, if it's in your body, I want you to just picture holding on to that shield. And you jump up and down if you have to. You shout all over your house if you have to. And when you put your hand forward and close it tightly, you tell God, Lord, I am holding on to my shield. and I am staying covered. So when the things are coming, you just move your shield around. If things are trying to take over your mindset, you hold that shield up over your head so that you know who God is in your life. Because God is the provider of promises. And some of the things that he has promised us is that he is Jireh. He will provide. The Lord will provide. He is Rapha, the Lord that healeth. He is Nisi, the Lord our victor. He is Shalom, the Lord our peace. He is Raya, the Lord our shepherd. He is Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness. He is Shema, the Lord is present. El Shaddai, he's the Almighty. So whatever promise you need fulfilled in your life, I want you to write it down. Whatever it is, Lord, you know I'm weary, I'm confused, but God, you said you are Shalom in my life. You are my peace. And Lord, on tonight, I need you to be my peace. Lord, I don't have a covering. I am all alone. But God, you said that you are my shepherd. You have to begin to write these things down to God. You have to begin to be open and honest with him. He already knows your heart. So you're not hiding anything from him. Isn't that funny? That is really, really funny when we think that we are keeping things from God when he knows our heart. He looks at your behavior. And sometimes, yes, we are a work in progress. We are not perfect. That's why I'm glad at the end of the day that God loves me. And he understands Erica when nobody else does. But let me tell you something. If you sin or fall short, ask for forgiveness. But guess what is most important about all of that? Man will look at the outside. Man will judge your actions. Man will judge your behaviors. Man will talk about you because of what you've done. But God is looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. So I want you to just remember Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So whatever you desire, he didn't just say talk to him or to just write them down. He says, whatever things you desire when you pray, then the other part to that is to believe. See all those action words? Pray. And when you pray, believe. And when you believe, you're going to receive. Isn't that something? And you shall have those things. There's a song that says, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Somebody is waiting on the Lord. Someone is waiting on the Lord. Don't get weary in waiting. don't distrust God when you can't trace him. Because you have to know that without a shadow of a doubt, you have your armor. You have on your shield of faith. And God is carrying you. You know, there's that poem about footprints. You know, it's that footprints at that time when you are at your worst that God is carrying you. Are you allowing God to carry you? So I'm going to share with you the poem of Footprints in the Sand. It says, "One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times there were one set of footprints. This bothered me, because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, 'You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, you have not been there for me?' The Lord replied, 'The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you.'" And that poem is by Mary Stevenson. So again, if you are in a place of sorrow, if you're in a place of defeat, if you're in a place of frustration, if you're in a place of uncertainty, feeling like you can't win, God is carrying you. You know, there's a song that James Cleveland used to sing, "I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me." God hasn't brought you to where you are to leave you. God is who he said he is. God loves you no matter what. God adores you. You are his children. We are his children. But in the times of weary, when we get doubtful, we still have to trust God when we can't trace him. Reach out in front of you and grab that shield and hold on to it and know that your faith is in front of you. Know that without a shadow of a doubt, God is covering you. There is nothing like the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. That's the sweetest thing, to be covered by the blood. It's a beautiful thing when you have favor over your life. God's favor, it's nothing like it. People look at you and they don't understand what's going on. They say, "Well, how is it that she has this, and how is it that she has that?" See, it's not for them to understand. It is not. And at those moments, sometimes you just have to laugh and thank God for his favor. Thank God for being there for you. Thank God for carrying you. Faith. Faith. Every time you get weary next week, every day something comes across your your doorstep, your mindset, your eyesight, your ears, and it causes you to waver, you just say faith. Faith, God. Faith. Lord, you promised me faith. I'm going to have faith. Faith. Faith for your future. So make faith your focus in moving forward. We need it. We definitely need it because it's not easy. But God said if we wait on him, he was going to renew our strength. People out there drinking Red Bulls, thinking that that's going to give them strength, a five-hour energy drink. But my God said, if you wait on him, he shall renew your strength. Not the club, not the alcohol, not the drugs, not the sex, none of it. God said, wait on him and he shall renew your strength. Wait on him. But while you're waiting, pray to him. Tell him what you want. You know, there was a song that they used to sing when I was a kid. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Have you called him? Have you told him? You have to be clear about what it is that you want, because, you know, sometimes it's funny. We want things, and then we ask God. We petition him for it. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said in your word that I could have this thing. And sometimes God will just close door after door, and we just keep going, well, Lord, can I just? And when he give it to you, guess what? It really is true when they say you have to be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. So you have to be careful in asking. Be careful in what you want. Be specific, though, because in Habakkuk 2:2, it says to write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so he may run. Who reads it? Are you writing it plain? Are you clear about what you want? Lord, I want healing in my body, and I want to remain healed until you call me home. You see how different that is, how specific that is, rather than saying, Lord, can you heal my body? Mm-mm. Lord, I need healing in my body, and I need to be healed until you call my name. Lord, I need healing in my finances, but God, I haven't always been a good steward of what you've given me. So, Lord, I need you to heal my mindset of careless spending, of emotional spending, of retail therapy, however you need to dress it up. You be specific. And then you have to tell him, Lord, I need you to help me pay this bill, this bill, this bill, this bill. And then, God, keep my mind stayed on you so that I can learn to be a good steward, so that I can begin to walk in the way to be the lender and not the borrower. We got to be specific about what we want. Lord, you know, God, I want a husband. I want a mate. Mm-hmm. And when he sends you Raggedy Mouth Joe, you're going to be upset. So you got to tell him, Father God, you know, I want a mate that is chocolate, fine, nicely built, and Lord, I need him to love you more than he's going to love me. Because, God, I know that if he loves you first, his love for me will be all right. See, you see the difference in that? We got to get specific about what we want. Write the vision, whatever it is. Make it plain and be specific. So in your moments when you can't trace God, trust him. Lift up your sword and fight against those thoughts. Fight against that doubt. Fight against those things that are attacking you with the word of God. Fight against it with the word. Pull out your Bible. And, you know, there are just some verses that's all about protection. Read the 23rd Psalm. Read Psalms 91 and watch and see what happens. And don't forget while you're doing all those things to pray in the midst of it. And you all know that warrior women for God, we love you. But as we say, God loves you best. We thank you so much for tuning in on this evening, for joining us as we share what God gave to us to give to you. And just know that we absolutely love you and that we are definitely here for you, that we pray for you, that we keep you lifted up. And we will continue to do that because we are soldiers and we are fighting and standing on the battlefield for our Lord. And if you are in need of prayer, please do not forget or miss out on our Monday night prayer with Minister Keisha, that intercessory prayer call. I'm telling you, the prayer and the prophecy, the words that God gives her to share at times. And, you know, sometimes you can be so busy that you miss your blessing. You can say, you know, Lord, I really need to hear a word from you. And he gives you that word. So on tonight, the number four Monday night prayer call at 8 p.m. is 712-432-3100. And that passcode is 283-302. Please come back and join us again on next Thursday as Minister Andrea will bring the word to you. I am so thankful that you all have taken the time out of your busy schedule to join us on this evening. So if anyone has a prayer request, something that you want to petition heaven for, if you have a word of encouragement for another sister or another friend, you can share at this time. We have about 10 minutes left. So if you would like to share a word of encouragement or have a testimony, then you may open up your line by pressing 1 and I will unmute your line. Caller with the last 4, 8621, you are live with Warrior Women for God.
Good evening, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mama?
I'm fine, darling. I heard it all except for about 10 minutes worth, but thank God for Jesus. It was just really, really beautiful, and it was superb, just like always. And I thank God for you, Erica. You're doing a great job, darling. You really are. And I thank the Lord you were slow enough that you didn't run through it. You slowed down and you gave it, you know, I could really grab a hold to what you were saying and really understand fully. And I'm telling you, it was beautiful. I tell you the truth. If it's not, you know, I tell you. If it is, you know, I tell you. But that was so beautiful. And I'm so proud of you. Keep the good work up. Keep on serving the Lord. Keep on holding on to his unchanging hand. Keep praying and let your light shine for the Lord. And you're going to be blessed beyond measures. And I just thank God for you, baby. Keep on doing what you're doing. And God is just going to keep on blessing you more and more and more. And I just thank God for you. And I love you very much. So I just thank God that you're really, really, really holding up this same banner. That's blessing my heart more than you ever would really realize. But I'm telling you, because now is the time like never before. When a person is doing good and doing what the Lord has called them to do, walking according to his will for his glory, that their light in him can shine, then you're supposed to tell them. You're supposed to encourage them and let them know, I'm proud of you, and I'm your mother, and I'm proud of you. So keep the good work up. And let the Lord keep on blessing you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Gordon for those encouraging words. Warrior Women for God, we definitely appreciate all of your support because you support us on Monday nights with intercessory prayer. You support us on Thursday nights with Bible study. And we just thank you for your wisdom and your prayers and all your encouraging words. And just know that all three of us absolutely love you. So if there won't be another, I will close us out in a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for our life, for our health, and for our strength. God, we just bless you on tonight. Lord, we lift you up. We praise you. We worship you. Father, we are so grateful and thankful, God, for everything that you've done in our lives. Lord, someone is sick in their body. God, we ask that you would heal them on tonight. Father God, someone is hurting from a broken relationship, God, or a death in the family. So, God, we ask that you would just visit them in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that someone who is weary and weak in their body, God, and just feeling like they can't go on, God, we ask that you would just renew their mind, Father God, and let them know that you are their strength, God, and that if you are placing a comma, God, it is not for them to place a period. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we don't mind waiting. God, we thank you for our renewed strength. We thank you, God, for blessing us. We thank you for blessing our children and our children's children. God, we thank you for just legacies and generations of wealth. God, we thank you for power to stand against the enemy. Father, we thank you for keeping our minds stayed on you. We thank you, God, for allowing us to walk in places of darkness and bring about light. God, we thank you for those things for which you have entrusted us with. And Father, we won't take them for granted. God, we will not walk in just thinking that we have it all together, God, but we will walk trusting, leaning, and depending on you. And God, we bless you on tonight. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless Minister Andrea and Minister Keisha. God, that you would please, Father God, just continue to put your favor and your blood over their life and over their children and over their families, God, over their vehicles, over their jobs, God, over their finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my ministry partners. God, I ask that you would just grant them the desires of their heart, Father God, that they can go to that next level in you, God. Go to that next level in relationship. Go to that next level financially. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon their life. We thank you for their gifts, God. We thank you for activating their gifts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that you are going to bless them with. So on tonight, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for their strength. We thank you for their blessings. We thank you for their favor. We thank you, God. We thank you for all things. And Lord, we will be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you. See you Monday night and again on next Thursday. Have a great evening. Good night.